This is the BBC Home Service.
I don't like it at all, Jean.
Thank you. Are you bored during these long winter evenings? Then get yourself the Wallace Greenslade do-it-yourself kit and make your own Wallace Greenslade.
What? Who knows what's a Greenslade?
Everybody. Who else could announce the title of this show?
I could. Ladies and gentlemen, we present...
Well fired, John Snagg. And now, through the marvel of electricity, steam, cardboard, elastic, and two ordinary matches, we present The Goon Show.
Hop! And tonight, folks, the White Neddy trade.
The story of fearless Neddy Seagoon. The man who smiled in the face of danger and laughed in the face of death.
Paris, the year 1994. We espy a ragged figure clutching a bottine at Threadbare Boulevard.
Oh, it was me, folks. Nelly Seagull, folks. Oh, that winter I'd been in Paris, starving, folks. No money, no work, no means of support except for my small national health braces.
Monsieur, pardon me. I'm just overhearing your words, what you say, then.
From his broken English, I knew he was a broken Englishman. Oui, monsieur.
Well, you would like some work, you know?
No, thanks, I'd rather give it up. You see, I can't afford it.
Oh, but monsieur, this job is free, you know. You work for nothing.
Oh, that's different.
Ah, yes. You see, I am the proprietor, the manager, the chief cashier, you know. I am the director of the restaurant Fred.
Who's Fred?
I am.
Gad.
Yes, Fred Gad. I'm looking for a temporary waiter, you know.
What does he look like?
You!
You mean I have a double?
Yes, and from here it looks as if they're both wearing the same suit.
He doesn't like loving him.
That night, Seagoon began work at the restaurant Fred. And this is Wallace Verslad saying it.
Oops.
You clumsy fool. Those sound effects cost money. Take this tray of muck francaise out to table number one on the terrace.
As I walked along, a nearby manhole cover sprang to life. Ah, and a bent pin speared my kibber.
I've got it, great pipe. La food. La manger, la grab, look, a kipper.
A kipper? No wonder it's asleep. Hold it down while I strap the sand brown onto it.
Right. It's a military kipper.
Oh, yes.
Take your teeth out of my arms, sir. Thank you. The first occupant of the coal cellar was a tall man wearing a monocle, a pair of knees, and a small brown loaf.
Yes, and the wig resting on this ebony wig stand belongs to none other than Count Jim Shag Moriarty. Strolling knee clapper and inventor of the round hole. Yes, and that's his hour to prove it. Put it away, Moriarty, before it gets damaged. Now, what are you doing in Paris?
Starving.
Unpatriotic devil. Why don't you starve in England?
I prefer French cooking.
Ah, you are a connoisseur. Hop!
Just we have no bananas. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a theatrical.
Of course, I've seen your photo on a poster. Weren't you in something called Wanted or something like that?
What? No. It can't have been me. I was in prison at the time.
Ah, little Neddy, we are highly esteeming theatrical agents.
Yes, lad. What do you do?
I'm a piano dancer, but I have no piano.
Well, show us without a piano.
But of course. Right. One, two, go. Hoppa! Bravo!
Bravo!
How would you like a booking at a South American nightclub?
Oh, yes, sir. Please, sir, please. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you.
Stop licking my boots. I'm not wearing any. What they like in South America are Scottish acts.
Scottish? Arch, aye. The bra, brack, munlock, knock.
Pick your teeth up, money out. Neddy, slip into this coconut kilt. You can change behind that screen now. Quick, Moriarty, get the bagpipes.
Ah, here you are.
Now stuff the bag with these illicit cenopods.
You mean these cenopods are for smuggling?
How do I look in a kilt?
Splendid, splendid. Shouldn't you have taken your trousers off? What clan are you?
The Destine. Get it? Clan Destine. Oh,
he doesn't like clubbing, Jim. He doesn't like the clubbing, Jim. He doesn't like the clubbing, Jim.
Yes, shut up, Moriarty. You rotting heap. Neddy, here is a photograph of a scriptwriter waiting for a musical spot to help him out of shtook. And here is Max Gildray to do it.
White Neddy Trade, Part 2. In the South American Republic of Cascara Sagrada, all is gaiety at the exotic club Enrico.
Oh, sorry. Give it a
Signors and signors. Silence, please. Silence, please. Silence for the cabaret. Tonight, folks. Tonight, which we present the singing of our manager. Our manager. Oh. Enrico Crum and the glamorous La Mini Barrister. Oh, I'm going out with a mountain, but it's not in love with me. I'm going out with a mountain, and I'm only 4'3". I saw it this morning, and I saw it tonight. I see it every morning, and it appears to be all right. I'm going out with a mountain. I'm going out with a hill instead. Hey!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Me, Mr. Cron, this gentleman, see you.
Good evening. I've been sent from Paris for the cabaret.
Oh, then you must be the nude.
No.
Nude? But I'm wearing clothes.
Oh, well, that's a new twist.
No, I'm a piano dancer.
Who is this buddy?
It's a nude who dances on the piano.
Oh.
With clothes on, Mr.
The piano has clothes on.
No, I have the clothes on.
Oh.
Then the piano is nude.
Yes.
The police will never allow
it. Never.
Here's a nude piano. Show us what you can do.
Right. Now. 1, 2.
Well, what do you think, Min? Did it send you?
It sent the audience. They've all gone.
What's wrong?
You see, these South Americans, you know, they're all a bit... They like the handkerchief, and you've got to have a... You've got to have a naughty gimmick, you know. Couldn't you dance in your long underwear?
Yes, with black stockings and frilly garters on the piano legs.
Shut up, you wicked woman, you... All you think about piano. Piano.
Are you suggesting? You are suggesting.
Jumped out of the window.
Are you suggesting I expose my intimate garments to the foul gaze of hot-blooded Latins? I will not compromise my art. Virtue triumphant, never do you hear? Never, 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 never.
Then you'll do it.
On the never, never.
Splendid down and the rest over 6 months. Now hand over the bagpipes.
Bagpipes?
Mr. Cron, of course, is referring to the bagpipes stuffed with illicit centipods, which Grippipe Thin gave him. I mention this for the benefit of listeners who, like Seagoon, may have forgotten the plot. Not that it matters.
Oh, shut your trap, Wall. Ah, the bagpipes. The customs took them and put them in quarantine.
Quarantine?
Then we must get them out.
Yes, we...
Right away. With speed,
with speed,
buddy.
We must have any time. Oh, we mustn't waste any time. Come on, we must hurry, Henry.
Come on.
We filled in the time like the producer
asked. They've gone back to the Darwin Jones Club. All Hawks! Calling all Hawks! Little do they suspect that I have an agent for Interpol on the track of a secret centipod smuggling ring. With their own orchestra. What is so important about those bagpipes? I must find out. 1, 2, up!
Yes, I don't like that sound at all. I don't like it at all. I don't think we can work that in the show.
Oh, no, I can't see it.
That was the sound of Seagoon piano dancing a piano to the docks, which, of course, is impossible, as you know. I don't like that part.
On arrival, La Hawks, I climbed over the barbed wire. And began to began to search the quarantine kennels.
Down, boy, down, down, down. Down, boy, down, down.
Shh.
Nice pussy. Curses. Where are those bagpipes? I felt in the next tunnel.
Oh, well, right here. You're not a man, you.
Thank you. Thank you, dog lovers. Thank you.
I should have said kennel, shouldn't I?
Never mind. What are you doing in this kennel?
What am I doing in this tunnel?
What are you in this kennel?
I'm putting on my bow tie. Bow tie. Dog, get it? Bow tie.
What for?
I'm going dancing tonight.
You mean you live here? In quarantine?
Sure, regular meals, draw every morning. This ain't living. This ain't living, folks. Yeah. Have a bone, have a bone.
No, thanks. I prefer my own.
Oh.
Wait. What's this in the corner?
Don't wake him up.
Why not?
He's asleep.
Here, let's have a look. These are the bagpipes.
Oh. I thought it was a spider in a tartan sweater. This is the caretaker.
You know I don't allow the cats and dogs to talk after the lights are out. Hello, hello, matey.
Tell him, woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
A fat, mangy old stray's got in. Call my matey. I'll have to have you destroyed.
Wait! I'm the dog of a man!
You can't save your hide with last-minute impressions.
Let me go! Help, Heckles! Heckles, fight! Use your fist!
Okay, take that! And that!
Stop me, you fool him!
Oh!
Come on, referee! Oh.
Yeah. Stop you doggies! Come back here, doggies!
And so, Segun and Eccles escaped into the jungle of the interior. And here we find, perched on the bank of the Amazon River, a military gold miner.
Oh, it goes right through you, you know. Oh, dear. I tell you, I'll never be the same, you know. Now, look, you baboos.
What's that?
Baboos, where are you?
Here, I'm, sir.
Here. Prepare me a hot chapati, and I shall wear it tonight.
Mr. Banerjee.
What are you wanting, Mr. Lalkaka? Mr. Banerjee, listen, please.
I'm listening,
bro.
I'm listening, bro. Listen, please.
Oh, dear, I'm striking the match on the gas oven now.
I'm not going to eat that. Oh, dear.
You are one but Bangalore, Babu.
You in Calicut long live.
Missy give me 3 bucks daily.
But on Sunday you get none.
What will I do for I shall die?
Then your wife and children cry.
They will make a bonfire for me.
Throw your gas ashes in the Ganges.
That will be the end of me.
Oh, dear. Goodbye. Gag! Look
could you? It's Railington to play an Eastern melody.
Ugh.
The Railington Quartet. I suppose the BBC know what they're doing. And now, the White Neddy Trade, Part 3.
For days we struggled on through the jungle. Suddenly, we came upon a military figure wearing a well-starched pair of Union Jocks.
How dare you? I was just tying my shoelace. Chickity snitch.
What for?
It's going dancing tonight. Wait a minute. Oh, aren't you young Neddy Seagun?
Yes.
You remember me? We served together during the war.
Dancer, we did. The British restaurant.
Oh, God. I was on the afters, but I deserted.
We mustn't argue over trifles.
Hello, Bartinger.
Listen.
What?
What are you doing here?
I'm digging for earth.
Any luck?
No, just gold, gold, gold.
Hard clinker.
Yeah. There's a message just come through for you on the gramophone.
Then play it on this needle now to new.
Right, sir.
You filthy swine. Backwards.
I put it on the right way, sir. I put it on the right way, there.
Hello, blood dog. Keep your eyes open for Dead Eye Seagun. He has a set of bagpipes stuffed with illicit cinnamons. Repeat illicit cinnamons. End of a money on his record.
What? Right, Nelly. Hands up, legs down, and drop that kilt.
What? In front of all these trees?
Men.
I warn you, this blowpipe is loaded with a poison boxing glove.
Heckles! Blow down the other end.
Okay.
Shoo, shoo. Oh, you unhygienic fool, you.
Come back here. Come back.
Oh, folks. Slowly we pushed on to the jungle, little realizing that 10 miles to the north, two men were in hot pursuit.
Ow! I must get this hot pursuit off. Oh, goodbye, look. A fresh, steaming footprint.
Where?
Right behind me.
Shut up, you shattered wreck. One finger, one thumb, keep moving.
And 10 miles to our south.
I mustn't waste time, Henry.
No, let's get on.
Give me that axe, Henry. I'll soon cut through this undergrowth. 1, 2, 3. Whee!
Careful, you shall through my braces.
Whee!
Put that camera away.
Meanwhile, in a jungle clearing, we find an intrepid British explorer.
Kisses spirits up by whistling the merry tune. Really? I don't like this game. Thinks. If I give the cry of the night owl, perhaps the patrol leader will hear me. Can you hear me, Chief? Gives cry. Hoot, hoot, hoot! Hootity, hooty! Think. That is not my patrol leader. It is a tiger. Think. What is a tiger doing in East Finchley? What is that approaching? Halt, I say! Stop!
Quiet, little spotted brownie.
Careful, you, swan, you. I will not say my ladilly. Throws large stone. Forgets to let go, hits head on tree.
Shh! Look here. We must get back to England.
We've got to go back to England.
Yes. We'll have to... We'll have to ask someone the way.
Ho, 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 ho! Here comes a big native coming.
Leave it to me. You there! We shall way to Brigham Water Top Top. Cross water, white fatherland. Queen Victoria, hooray!
You are an old-fashioned thing, aren't you? Straight through the trees there, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cheeky.
Come in! Forward!
And of toil and danger! Will you tear my finger?
Ah, to hell with baggage.
They follow me no longer.
Yes, but we were soon picked up by a passing horse-drawn Zeppelin. As we're short of time, the last scene will take place here.
And that Mother Neddy, I'm a secret agent of Interpol.
And that Mother Neddy, I'm a secret agent from Interpol.
And Jeff Marinetti, I'm a secret agent from Interpol.
I'm a secret agent from Interpol.
And Jeff Nitti, I'm a secret agent from Interpol.
And Jeff Nitti, I'm a secret agent from Interpol.
And Jeff Nitti.
And hands up, all of you, because I'm a... Hey, who is the man behind the illicit xenopod trade?
A very good question. Frankly, I think he's all in the mind, you know. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seekman, and Spike Milligan, with the Ray Litter Quartet, Max Galbraith, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Larry Stevens and Maurice Wiltshire. Announcer Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Charles Chilton.